Good morning. Our question today is, when does somebody violate the prohibition of Baal Tishaksu when he needs to go to the bathroom? At what point is there a problem? And before that, when is there not a problem? Meaning, if just feels a little bit, needs to use the bathroom, but it's nothing urgent, is there a problem not going immediately? Or is there, if there's any urge, if there's any feeling of needing to go to the bathroom, does that mean Baal Tishaksu, you need to go immediately? So we'll start with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on this. He says as follows in Siman Dalad, Seif Aleph Hamashen Ekavav Over Mishum Baal Tishaksu. Somebody who needs to go Gedolim number 2 and doesn't go violates the prohibition of Baal Tishaksu. And if the person needs to urinate, needs to go number 1, Beit Sorko, he needs to go, and he doesn't, he violates in addition another Lav Lo Yevecha Akar. So I have a edition of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that has the editions of the Piskei Tshuvas, the beautiful set Piskei Tshuvas, 6 volumes. So there's also the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with on the bottom the footnotes from the Piskei Tshuvas. And in the footnote there, he brings from the Shulchan Aruch and Rav and others that when do you really violate the prohibition? Because it looks like from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you need to go, you violate it. What does that mean? What does that mean you need to go? So he says in the footnote here that you don't violate Eino Over Ela Imken Hu Nitzrach Kolkach, that you have to go so badly. He's talking about number 2, Ad She'enu Yacholi Hishamet U'Lasiach Dato Mikach. He can't think about anything else. He's just thinking, I need to use the bathroom, I need to use the bathroom, I need to go use the bathroom. So that means it's a pretty urgent need. Needs to use the bathroom, and he can't get his mind off it. That means you're violating the prohibition. It's just not a little bit of a need, and it goes away, and this and that. But that is what your mind is on. And he continues another test as to when it's violated. It could be the same thing as if you would not be stopping yourself from going to the bathroom, that if you sat down, it would come out immediately without any assistance. That is the prohibition of Baal Tishaksu. So somebody has to go so badly that he can't focus on anything else, and when he would sit down, it comes out immediately without any pushing, without any assistance. That is violating the prohibition of Baal Tishaksu. But even so, even if somebody is in that situation, and the footnote he brings from the Mishnah Berurah and others, that there are times that Chazal were still lenient on this because of Kavod HaBrios. What is Kavod HaBrios? Showing dignity and respect to the person who has to go. What would that mean? So an example would be so he doesn't have to embarrass himself. In the footnote he brings, for example, somebody who's looking for a tzanua, a modest place to go do his or her needs. So even though it's urgent and his mind or her mind is only on that and it would come out immediately, but there is the search for a bathroom is necessary, so you don't do it right there in public. So that would be because of Kavod HaBrios, you would be lenient. And other examples are Kavod HaBrios. If we have the Shaliach Tzibur, the Chazan is in the middle of davening and he has the urgent need, it would embarrass him to walk out during the davening being the chazan, or if somebody's giving a shir and in the middle of the drasha he has this urgent need, these would be times that we could be lenient until the chazanos finishes or giving the drasha finishes, and then the person should go immediately thereafter. So just one more fascinating point. There are times that people feel an urge to go, and they feel they have to go, and they feel they have to go, but they don't really have to go, but they feel they have to go. So the Aruch HaShulchan talking about that you can't daven if you have this urge to go, and he says as follows, that you feel you need to go, so check, sit down. If nothing comes out, even though you think, you feel it, in your mind, you say, I need to use the bathroom, but you checked and nothing came out. That is considered somebody who has a clean body and is obligated to daven. So when we're talking about somebody who needs to go, you're not allowed to daven because you need to use the bathroom, check yourself, nothing came, even though you still feel the urge, but nothing came, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's not going to be a problem, that's not going to prevent you from davening, it's certainly not going to violate the Isser of Baal Tishaksu. He says, Chasul Shalom, that we should let the time of Kriya Shema pass by, V'lo nitna Torah l'malachei hashares, u'mala la'asos, the Torah was not given to malachim. We are human beings, we feel things, we have pains, we have aches, we have things that bother us, and what could we do? In other words, he's saying that we're human. nothing wanted to come, and even though we feel it has to come, it's not coming. That person is obligated to daven. And then he adds on something fascinating. He says, "Rabim toim bazeh al kein yesh lahazira." Many people make a mistake on this, and they say, "I need to go to the bathroom. If I feel this urge, then I can't daven." And in fact, Aruch HaShulchan is saying that's not correct. Check yourself. Sit down. Nothing came. Vayter. That is not the urge that we're talking about. That is a phantom urge, we would call it, not a real urge, because nothing came. And the person indeed would be obligated to daven and say the Kriya Shema. Have a wonderful day.